CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4, RJ, and my name is John, and my location is Inman, South Carolina. Excuse me. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, the net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You can also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hearing none, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly and give your call using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. The rag chew portion will take place right after the Friday night tidbit that I have for you. We would start with Echo Link stations, but we don't have any Echo Link stations up right now, so we'll begin with the alphabetical portion of the check-in. The Uniform Through Zulu Group, Uniform Ball, KN4, RJN.
KN Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, Landon Mobile Liberty, negative, negative.
Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. I'm on the portable at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina tonight.
KN4RJN. Steve, part of your call sign got chopped off there. Can you give it to me again slowly, please, sir?
4. Zulu X-ray. And I do have traffic.
RJN, I got 4 Zulu X-ray. What was the first part of that, sir? This is KN4RJN. I've only got the last part of your call sign. Can you try me one more time, sir?
Hello. Kilo 4 Zulu X-ray.
And yes, sir, I got you that time. That kilo kept getting chopped off. All I got was the 4. Now, I would like to recognize KG4, WMP, Landon, mobiling around out there somewhere, and K4ZZX, also Steve, also moving around, and I've got you marked down for some traffic later, Steve. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we'll come back to you. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, like check in with the Blue Ridge 2 at MeterNet, please call KN4RJN.
For RJN, check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN. I'm sorry, my fingers weren't working fast enough. Give me your call sign one more time, sir.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. And the name is Tommy.
Recognize K4XB. Tommy, thank you, sir, for coming back. Actually, it wasn't my fingers. My computer went wonky on me. But thank you for checking in. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN. Take break for some EchoLink stations. I've got an EchoLink station up, sir. If you would call KN4RJN, EchoLink stations only.
KN4RJN, net control. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Slabtown.
All right, net would like to recognize Richard, KK4FTU. Thanks for stopping by, Richard. We'll move on up to the top of the alphabet now. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KN4RJN.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. Wyatt, coming home with Blue Ridge. I'll be in and out.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Bravo Yankee. That's KO4ABY. The name's Zach. I'm here in Easley, South Carolina. Thank you. I will be negative and negative.
4RJN. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
10-4-RJN. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Traverse West, negative and negative. Good evening.
4-RJN. November 4, Delta, India, Zulu. Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, John and the net. I am negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. Thanks.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative negative. And thanks for calling the net tonight, John.
This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Good group of check-ins there. We would like to welcome KN4CTD, Wyatt, in Greer, KO4ABY, Zach. Thanks for checking in, Zach. And KK4DMW, Rick, and he brings along the family, KK4ONO, Lorena, and KM4MOQ, Michelle. Also like to recognize W4BFA, Pat, Traveler's Rest, N4DIZ, Joel, it's always good to hear your voice, KO4AOW, Dave, and W4DJW, Dave. Excuse me. Thank you all for coming by. It's a good area. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, call KN4RJN. Now we'll slide on down the alphabet to the Echo through Till Hotel. Say that three times fast. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, good evening, John. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred in Traveler's Rest, Wife Island, November 4, India, Echo India, negative, negative in Traveler's Rest, thank you.
KN4RJN, good evening, John. November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN. Please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, John. Everybody on the net. I'll just be negative, negative, please.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Network Control would like to recognize W4FMC, Fred, and he brings along his better half, N4IEI Isla. Tell Isla we said hi. N4HHC, Warren, thanks for stopping by. WB4FEE, Dan, thank you. And W4FHJ, Gene, over there in Taylor's. Thank you all for coming by. Good group of check-ins. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Call KN4RJN.
4RJN. Please check in Killer Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, John. Thanks.
This is KN4RJN. Could you say your call sign one more time, sir?
It's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, and it's Harry and Candler.
Harry, I'm having a heck of a time here this evening. This is KN4RJN. Could you give me your call one more time, sir?
For RJN, this is In Between Bites of Popcorn. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November.
Thank you, Harry. I got it that time. KC4EZN. Got it. It might have been the popcorn. It might have been my fingers. But thanks for coming by and checking in. Thank you, sir. Any other check-ins? Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KN4RJN. We'll slide on down. Hold on. I've got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative and in and out tonight. Thanks for calling it tonight, John. 7-3.
I'd like to recognize Mark and Wendy, W2MJP, KN4HTP, both in Simpsonville this evening. Thank y'all for stopping by. All right, let's move on down to the India through Lima group. India through Lima. Please call KN4RJN.
For RJN. John, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at the Parish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. This is Reese, everyone.
RJN. Friday must be your night. Good for us. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Again. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on a mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
4, RJN. So, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Really good group check ins. I'd like to welcome John, KE4RJK, over there in Greenville. And Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you both for stopping by. I appreciate it. And we've got James, KK4JFO, up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, James. And our good friend Andy, KI4LZI. Andy, it's always good to hear you on the radio. Up there in Pickens County, Table Rock. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN.
RJN. Rich Echo, the call sign. Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. John.
John, I've got. Alright, I see what I did. Hang on. KE4JRK. Is that correct, John?
Thank you very much. 73.
Well, I wrote it down right. I may not have said it right. Sorry about that, but thanks for the recheck. Appreciate that. All right. Any other stations? India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4RJN. Hearing none, we will slip on down to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa. Please call KN4RJN.
4RJN.
And Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha, KM 4, OTA. Name 10, I'm located in 7, I'll be negative and negative.
Station, you were way down in noise. Can you try it again, boost your power, or move around, or try me one more time? Got Tango and Whiskey, and that's all I've got. You're way down in noise. Can anybody relay for him?
J-I-4-L-Z-I-4.
Thank you, Andy. I got Alpha Delta 4 Osco Tango Whiskey. Is that correct?
K-D. J-D-4-O-T-W. J-I-4-L-Z-I-4.
Got Kilo Delta 4 Oscar Tango Whiskey. Is that correct, sir?
You got it that time.
Andy, that would like to recognize KM4OTA Kenneth over in Seneca and KD4OTW James, way up there somewhere. I didn't catch where you were at, James, but it sounds like you're mobiling around. If you are, be careful and take care of yourself. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN.
RJN? Sorry? Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Edmund. I'll be negative, negative. But you're doing a great job with the net, John.
All right. Net would like to recognize Walt right here in Edmund. You must be just down the road from me, Walt. K4OIM, and I appreciate the kind words. I'm doing the best I can here. Okay, any other stations of Mike Trupapaw before we slide on down to the next group? Mike Trupapaw, call KN4RJN. Okay, this is KN4RJN, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I've got another Echo Link station up here, so let's take time out for Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Please call KN4RJN.
Please check in KI4KCX, Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. My name is Jerry. My location is Draycourt, South Carolina. John, just check me in and out tonight, and you are doing a good job calling the net. I don't think I've ever checked in with you, which I ain't checked in a long time, but check me in and out tonight. Thank you, sir. I might be listening for just a few minutes, so just check me in and out tonight, sir. Thank you.
Control, this is WD4, never give up. Phil, Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
Net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other Echo Link stations? Echo Link stations only. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. The name here is Alan. We're in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative tonight.
Net would like to recognize KI4KCX, Jerry, and W4NGU, Phil, over in Boiling Springs, and K4VKN, Gene, over in Piedmont. Thanks you all for stopping by. Any other Echo Link stations? I think I've got you all, but yep, I got you all. Okay, let's slide on down to the Quebec Through Tango group. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4RJN.
RJN. KC4SKD, Larry. Also KG4AH,
Rhonda. Martin Easley, check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN. Sir, I couldn't quite copy your call sign. Can you give it to me phonetically, please, sir?
So, Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. And my wife's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra.
It's that time. It would like to recognize KC4SKD, Larry, and he brings along Rhonda, KG4AHS. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other check-ins, go back through Tango. Please call KN4RJN. I didn't catch you quick enough there, sir, if you could come back to me. And the last calling station, I didn't catch you quick enough. Please come back to me. Please recheck with me. Please call KN4RJN. That time. Thank you, sir, for coming back. And Doug over there in Tacoa, a little bit of scratch, but I got you. KN4SMK. Thank you all for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other check-ins, go back through Tango. Please call KN4RJN. KN4RJN, last calling station. I got Kilo, and that's about all I got. If you could come back to me one more time, sir, slowly. Thank you for coming back, Robert. I appreciate it. We got K4RGB. I finally got you that time. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations that I missed or didn't hear and you want to try me again, please come on back. KN4RJN.
4RJN. RJN, K2TXJ. Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-Ray Juliet. Jim, Juliet India Mike, checking in from Taylor.
I'm not sure, sir. I got KA2TXJ. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Thanks, sir, for coming back. That would like to recognize James, KA2TXJ, over there in Taylor's. Let's go ahead now and open up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign and would like to check in, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good evening.
KN4RJN, that would like to recognize K4KAE. Alice, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN.
JN. Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. The name is Bill in Anderson. No traffic, no roundtable, John. Thank you very much.
Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC. Juliet Anderson. Negative, negative tonight, John.
4RJN, please check in. KJ4HIA, GENE, and please check in Robbie Mowat, ROBBIE. We're in Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
4RJN. Gene, can you give me Robbie's call sign again, please, sir?
KJ4KOX.
Now, I'd like to recognize KC4W, Bill, over in Anderson. N4DJC, Jerry, also over in Anderson. Gene, KJ4HIA, and he brings along Robbie, KJ4KOX. Appreciate y'all stopping by. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KN4RJN.
4RJN. To John, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RM, Fred. Also my wife, Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee, N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, John. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
I would like to recognize K4RM, Fred. He brings along his sweet bride, Mary, N4MRY. Thank you all for stopping by. They're over in Piedmont tonight. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN.
4RJN. Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. This is Eric, hunkered down in Seneca, and no traffic, no roundtable.
Eric, I got Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. Is that correct, sir? That would like to recognize Eric. W2JKT, thanks for stopping by, sir. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Hearing none, we'll now secure the formal portion of the bet with thanks for all for checking in. And K4ZZX, I believe you said you had some traffic for us, sir. Go ahead with your traffic if you're still there.
KN4RJN, K4ZZX. I'm getting ready to take my general, and I'm trying to get information as to whether or not the VE will be there at the Red Cross in April. I haven't been able to get any information on that. I'm wondering if there's anybody that knows anything on that. Go ahead.
Sir, W4DJW, would you have information on that, sir?
The last thing I heard was that Gary was going to check with some of the guys that organized that and find out how they were going to do it. What he does know is that they won't be able to do it inside the building. I think that's what they know so far. He may be listening. He may check in before the end of the net, so you may want to just hang around and listen for Gary to come on, and he may be able to give us an update. He was going to check into it. Somebody's asked the same question previously. And Gary's the one to listen up for whether they're going to do it or not. I don't have information at the moment as to whether they are. W4DJW back to KN4RJN.
Thank you, sir. By Gary, you mean KI4DOS?
That's affirmative. KI4DOS, Gary. He calls the Wednesday night net.
I haven't heard him on tonight, but K4ZZX, we don't know. That's the bottom line. We'll try to find some information, and we'll try to get it out on the net as quickly as we know something. Again, the net calls every night at 9 o'clock. Tune in, and we'll try to find out. I suspect with the way things are going right now, it's probably going, we're either going to have to set up a tent outside or we're going to have to figure out another location. But as soon as we know something, we'll put it out, and then I assume Dave will put it on the website, and we'll put it out over the net as an announcement as soon as we know something. Does that answer your question, sir, as best I can?
John, I appreciate you, and I do appreciate Dave with his input there. I'm on HF most of the time, and my ticket's about to run out in July, so I figure I might as well go ahead and see if I can get some more frequencies, take the general, and just go that way. But I'll check back in on Wednesday, and I'll ask the same question then. I do appreciate your help. K4ZZX, I'll be clear, and 73 stall, thank you.
Two pieces enough.
All right, Steve. Well, again, as soon as we get some information, we'll put it out there. And I'm sure there's one or two other people that are asking the same question. So we'll try to get that information to you as soon as we know something. This is KN4RJN. We'll move to the Rag Jew portion, except nobody's up on the Rag Jew. However, I do have a Friday night tidbit for you, which I will bring to you in about 5 seconds. And I encourage you to stand by for that. This is KN4RJN for the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet. With everything else that's going on in the world today, I thought an article on the lighter side of things might amuse you, and so I bring you from my Friday night tidbit. Physicists share the best way to make fried rice. Chefs typically toss fried rice into the air before catching it again in their woks, allowing the food to cook at higher temperatures without burning. Break. Now, physicists have analyzed the repetitive moves made by 5 Chinese restaurant chefs. By simulating the trajectories of the rice tossed from a wok, the researchers hit on some key culinary tips. Break. Those show that the chefs... Repeating a set of motions about 3 times a second, sliding the wok back and forth while rocking it to and fro using the rim of the stovetop as a fulcrum. The rocking and sliding motions shouldn't be totally in sync, otherwise the rice won't mix well and could burn. The researchers report in the February 1 Journal of the Royal Society Interface. Break. And the wok's movements should be repeated rapidly. Moving the wok even faster could launch the rice higher and might allow for cooking at higher temperatures and perhaps a quicker meal. Break. Faster shaking may be difficult for chefs to achieve. According to previous studies, chefs at Chinese restaurants can struggle with shoulder pain, and the rapidly shaking wok could be a part of the problem. Researchers suggest that a stir-frying robot could be built based on these results, taking the weight off the chef's shoulders. Break. For you enterprising engineers and entrepreneurs and inventors out there, if you want to get started on that stir-frying robot, apparently there will be a market for it. Who knows? In any event, I invite comments. Call KN4RJN. Apparently not. In any event, any other check-ins? Alpha New Zulu, Zulu Alpha, before we shut down the net. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. A4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec, KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville on the handheld.
Then we'd like to recognize K4OSH, Pat, over in Malden, And KM4ZEQ, Kyle, over there in Simpsonville. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Appreciate it. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4RJN. Hearing none, we're going to shut her down. We want to thank everybody for stopping by this evening and checking in. Your check-ins are always appreciated. We'll now close the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KN4RJN, WD4. DJW, KN4RJN, are you ready for my net report, sir?
KN4RJN, W4DJW, ready to copy.
4RJN, please copy my message number, 03202020204, 20 March, 2020. Total check-ins, 49, two pieces of traffic. I'll copy.
Copy your message number 03202020 for the 20th of March, 2020. K4RJN to W4DJW, 49 check-ins and one piece of traffic. Good net, John. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling that. W4DJW back to KN4RJN.
Cheers, KN4RJN. And I would like to sign off with y'all take care of yourselves out there and take care of each other. KN4RJN, I am clear.
KI4LZI, W4DJW.
WWD40YH.
Hey, who's that? I've heard that voice on this repeater one time. It was a long, long time ago, though. How you doing?
Came out to work, so I thought I'd come by the radio and check in with you.
I was gonna let Andy know about the Hamfest, but I guess he's already moved on. So you're home from work, or you're on your way home from work?
I made it home earlier today. Last night was 10 o'clock before I got off. They decided to break an extruder rectifier stack. It blew two fuses and burned up two SCRs. And this particular one is a 600 horsepower motor drive, so pretty substantial.
So who is the they that decided to do that?
I guess it's the gremlins, because you really can't blame it on nobody. It just happens. One of the diodes will fail, or I should say SCRs, it'll fail and go shorted. It's a three-phase rectifier, and it turns that into 600 volts DC to run the DC motor armature side. One of them will go shorted, and it causes it to start pulsing, and then it'll blow a fuse. And that causes usually a second one to either go shorted or malfunction, and it'll cause it to blow a fuse. And once it starts the process, it blows a couple of fuses and burns up a couple of SCRs, and, of course, it faults out. So you have to go find out which ones and take it apart and fix it. It's rather large, so it takes a little bit of time to fix.
First Saturday in May.
Go ahead, Johnny.
The answer to that. No, Andy, it was moved last year. It is now September the 12th, 2020. It's going to be at the same place as always.
September the 12th. All right. That, y'all go ahead, y'all. I was monitoring, Dave, with the scan when I heard y'all came in here. Go ahead and get out and mark it. KI4LZI4.
Well, sorry it took me a couple of days on that, Andy, but eventually we got the answer for you. Anyway, you take care. Hunker down. Stay safe. Good hearing from you. So I was going to ask you, Johnny, sometimes when we got in a really big hurry when I worked out at Michelin and we're running a horizontal milling machine and you wanted to make a bunch of cuts, you you move the levers a little bit too fast, and you got one thing, one axis going in one direction, another axis going in another direction, and you reverse both of them at the same time. Sometimes it could cause a situation like that.
A little bit different. That sounds like that would just be an inrush thing for reversing both of them at the same time and take out the primary power supply. Did it ever destroy any of the control hardware, or was it just the fuses?
Well, it was all a function of how big of a cut that you were in when you did it, and whether you came out the other side and then you came right back into your next cut going in the other direction, going from climb milling to conventional milling. There's just a lot of factors that are involved. In some cases, you can do that and get away with it, and other ones, you need either an electrician or a mechanic to come fix it. Sometimes it broke teeth.
Yeah, I can envision that. We have a lot of trouble with inductive loads blowing fuses, or I should say we had a lot of trouble. But we went through and checked on fuse sizes and types. When you're using, when you're running an inductive load, you have to put in a time delay type fuse. A fast acting fuse will blow whenever you first turn on a transformer, for example, just because of the inrush current.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. My dad had to do that for Milliken for a 600-pound motor that would rip itself out of the floor whenever there was a blip. That's all it took is from the power company, they'd stop feeding power, and it would turn immediately from pulling power to generating power. And then the power company would come right back on with the power. I mean, just almost instantly, and then those two power heads hit each other, and the bolts that held the motor to the floor just ripped right out of the floor, and the motor would go flying across the shop.
Sense. What'd he do, put in a shutdown delay? It sounds to me like the load would back drive the motor, and it was coming out. Was it a DC motor?
I don't know. I wasn't into it enough. I know he had the kitchen table. He had schematics all over the kitchen table, and he had calculators and slide rules out. And he was just doing a whole bunch of calculations to figure out exactly what he needed to prevent that from happening again. I don't know how he cured it, how he solved it, but he did eventually.
Sounds like it would have been a DC motor, because that's one that would turn into a generator. And if the load would back drive it, then it would start going in the opposite direction, which would mean the output polarity would be reverse of what the drive system was putting in, and it would do exactly what you just talked about.
I think it was happening when we had heavy thunderstorms, and you know how the power company switches over from one substation to another, and in that switch, the lights just blink. Well, that's all it took. you're thinking at your house, okay, maybe there's going to be a power outage. Well, they just switched from one substation to another. But for them out there in that shop, until he got that fixed, they're looking at that motor to see if it's going to jump off the floor.
That can't be good for anything, mechanical or electrical.
Yeah. Hey, it just turned a couple of minutes before 10 o'clock in the repeater. Did you notice that? There's no... I've got to set the time on the repeater. It doesn't know that we sprung forward.
Yeah, or hear that, I should say. Hadn't paid it much attention. I was looking forward to getting the new one back up there.
Well, Landon and I did a test this evening. I sent out an email. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not. But we're going through the Verizon network. We're bouncing off of the Charter network, bouncing off of the AT&T network, and going to the Echolink server on the repeater that's going to be up there, just to see what it would be like when it's on the mountain, to see if we need to make any adjustments while it's not on the mountain. And the quality is good. It does have some gaps from time to time, but it has a lot of latency. I noticed sometimes when some people were checking in, I was just writing that up before you called. When I got your text, I called Andy and stopped writing it up, but I was writing it out, so I'm going to send up another email on it. But doing those two hops before you get to the directory server, the Echo Link directory server. The longer it stays keyed up and people are talking, the further and further behind it gets. So in some cases, it would start somebody's check-in about the time they were finishing it up.
I guess the best solution for that is a more direct connection to the internet. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, but we've got, so cellular networks won't let you do that. And that's why your phone uses proxies. When you're using Echolink, uses public proxies most of the time. I think you can get direct on a cell phone, but it depends on who the carrier is. Verizon won't let you. It won't let incoming traffic to, incoming traffic can't come in to the front end of a Verizon. Like you can't look up your IP address and log into your phone from the internet. They block that. Because I've tried every way. The only way I could do that was to build a tunnel coming out of it and then come back into it from the inside of the tunnel. And then they don't know what's going on, right? Because you're all encrypted. They can't see anything. So we've got to hit something that can do that. And that's what that proxy server is all about. But the tunnel also directs your internet traffic through the tunnel. So you can't come straight out Horizon unencrypted. And that encryption, I'm sure, is slowing it down a little bit too. I was watching the CPUs, and it'd get up to about a quarter consumption of the CPUs on those Raspberry Pis when people were talking, because that's encrypted data that it's passing, and that takes more horsepower. So I don't know. That was just an experiment. We're going to look at the data usage at the same time and go from there. We might have to go back to the drawing table. W4DJW.
Well, shoot, solve the problem for having a good internet connection and leave it in place. And then we could operate Echolink the way you're operating it until we can get a better connection.
Yeah, I was hoping to be able to get it up there, to be able to use it directly from up there. But it's set up just like it was, just like it will be when it's going to be up there. So it's on that cellular network. So they're going through that when they're checking in. But it's, I'm afraid it's going to be too many hops, and the encryption's probably slowing it down a little bit too. You know, adding latency, so two extra hops and one encrypt then decrypt. I think that's too much. So now we can turn the tunnel off, but then you can't monitor it during the net so that's not really a good solution either. I don't know. We'll have to play around with it and find a solution.
Well, at least right now you've got your solution to be able to control it. I'm taking it that's functioning the way you'd like for it to.
Yeah, that's working real good. And getting a handle on the data consumption, I mean, it's been connected to Echolink all day long, and it's only used 0.04 gigabytes, 0.04. So without the Echolink connection, it would be huge. And we could turn the Echolink off at nighttime, and then we'd get 50% of that back. So there's options there, too.
Well, we're definitely headed in the right direction. What do you think on when we might take it back?
Well, we got to go do the scouting out, but I'd rather do that when there's less at risk. We got to scout out a signal, make sure we can find a signal. And then shortly after that, we're ready to go back up there. Once we find a signal and then we get antennas mounted to where we need to find two signals, one to Paris Mountain and one to the cell tower. And once we find those and then we get antennas mounted, then we're ready to go back.
I need to make arrangements to pick up that beam that the individual gave us and get it to Pat so he can check it out.
I have a feeling we're going to have to go on the tower with both of them. I just have a feeling. That's the only way that's going to work.
You may be correct. We probably got enough of that feed line that we're using right now to where if we went out the bridge and up the tower a few feet, that might make a difference. And we could try a mag mount antenna, just take it up there and stick it to the tower and see what it does.
Is there enough surface area on an angle iron somewhere up there to do that?
Place. Then if we couldn't, we can stick whatever magnet can be stuck and then wire tie it. It's extremely temporary.
So that's like a vertical, not like a Yagi?
Probably a vertical. I'm thinking, let's see, the first platform's right at 100 feet, so we would need more coax than what we've got right now. We could probably do one more section. Those two pieces are 50 feet each. So if we got a third piece of 50 foot and added it to what we've got, we would still have usable feed line for other purposes once we got done with the and installed a permanent solution.
What's 150 feet of LMR 600 sell for?
What the price per foot is now, I could call Deborah and ask her.
That and an equivalent length of Ethernet cable, power over Ethernet, and we'd probably be all set.
Some research, and I'll get back to you on that.
So during the net, I was reading up on that O2 meter. I never did finish reading that up, though. But you're saying, what was that number you were telling me? If it goes below, you need to head out.
9-2.
Oh, wow. So that thing doesn't, so your oxygen level in your red blood cells doesn't change much, huh? It's pretty consistent.
It is consistent. And each individual has a number that's pretty well custom to them. You really don't want to see anything below like 90.96, 0.95. If it gets down to that level, you need to start being concerned. And you'll also notice that you feel weaker. So that's an indication that you just don't have enough oxygen saturation. On average, most people run around 0.98.
I was going to ask you what the symptoms are, how you, and what's the solution if it starts to go low? Take deeper breaths?
Hyperventilate, but you can't do that continuously, or you can go get on oxygen. That's the reason they tell you with the virus running around, if you start downhill, and my personal opinion is if you get down to 94 and you see that you're dropping, you need to go on to the hospital where they can put you on oxygen, because that's an indicator that you're developing pneumonia and you're building fluid in your lungs. So you don't want that to get too far ahead of you. It can get so far ahead that they can't make corrections for it.
So just taking deep breaths doesn't refill your, I'm not saying hyperventilate, but just breathe deeper. Just consciously breathe deeper for a while. That doesn't make a difference.
Difference. But can you continue that? You have to consciously do that. If you sit and do a relaxed breathing, then that's your resting rate, and that's what you're going to have when you're sleeping.
Have you ever experimented with that any to see if you can force it to a higher number?
Works. Try it.
Okay, and then the second number, normally there's two numbers for the second number. What does the one number represent?
Blood pressure. On the oxygen sensor, oxygen pulse sensor, it shows your heart rate and your O2 saturation.
So blood pressure and heart rate are two different measurements. They're not the same thing?
Be correct.
Does one impact, I mean, if one is negatively impacted, does it show up in the other?
Heart rate goes down, the blood pressure can change with it.
So if you're pumping less often, then the pressure is going to be lower. Is that a good analysis? So if your heart is pumping a fewer quantity of times per minute, can you interpret that as your blood pressure will be lower because it's not pumping as much?
Now, the blood pressure is regulated from a different control system, and the heart rate only changes in order to supply the appropriate amount of oxygen to your body. The blood pressure stays the same.
Okay, so they're not, so they are tightly coupled. Okay, they're loosely coupled. Well, I'm learning.
you know what would be real good for you to do is to talk to Kathy. You know, that's her living. And she can answer all your questions way more accurately than I can. That's what she does every day she goes down there.
Well, I'm not going to become obsessed with it, but I'm a little bit curious about it. I did order some stuff, but some of that stuff that I ordered that was prime, that was supposed to be here 2 days, it's going to be like 4 weeks before it gets here. And Amazon does that a lot. They'll sell you something before they know that they can't deliver it.